Pallant, J. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 11, 1898. Brother Pallant, I am very thankful to be again in my own home. Nearly all my family are in Sydney. This morning, I find myself quite weak and exhausted, but with quiet and rest, I shall grow strong again. I had not strength to think or to talk with you while at Brisbane Station. On Wednesday night, they put me in the sleeper, and I slept and was refreshed. But we had nothing that I dared to eat. At Newcastle, Sarah took me to a restaurant close by, and I had a cup of hot water and milk, and a piece of bread and lightly cooked eggs. Then we came on to Dora Creek. Some things worried me, and this brought on so great exhaustion that I could not write to you last evening. And now I can only write a few lines. I would advise that the charcoal compress be worn only occasionally. If you should drink charcoal water, it would not do you any harm. The charcoal itself may be a little irritating to a stomach as sensitive as I judge yours is. Use your own judgment, and trust in living faith to God as you work. You must come to the position where you realize that the Lord does not want you to be sick. The Lord would have you well. Make up your mind to be well. Do not eat vegetables, but make arrangements to have the best homemade bread and fruit. Do not taste of any bread that is sweetened. You must be careful, and then trust in God, believing that He wants you to be healed. He is the only true, unerring physician in the world. He loves us and wants us to be well and happy. If I could send you lemons by someone going to Brisbane, I would be much pleased to do so, but I know of no one who will be going. Eat soft-boiled eggs as an article of diet. These will be good for you as you now are. Then do not overtax yourself. Rest all you can. What you do intensely. It is this that wears. I would not have this intensity separated from you, but I would advise you, in the name of the Lord, to be more quiet in God, and have that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. Do not feel that you can lean on any other support than God. Do not go to outside physicians, but show that you honor God because you are His by creation and by redemption. Cast your whole soul and body and spirit upon Him and believe. He is your counselor. I feel deeply over this matter. Discard sugar and eat fruit. Have nothing to do with biscuits called scones, but eat thoroughly baked sweetbread that has in it no sugar or milk. The idea that we should have sweet cake should be discarded, for it ferments in the stomach and brings on malaria. Treat your stomach as well as you possibly can. Be regular in your eating. Get to bed as early as possible and obtain all the rest you can. Lean heavily upon God. He is your strength. He will uphold you. You must rest in the assurance that the Lord wants you to be well. I want you to be well, but how much more does the Lord want you to be well? I must stop now. God bless you is my prayer.